A new year, a fresh slate, a new beginning, new opportunities. But honestly, it's just the next day on the calendar. Let me tell you a little something that those New Year's resolution gurus try to keep a secret. Every day is a new opportunity. I'm totally kidding about the gurus keeping secrets, but not about the significance of believing that every single day is a new beginning. Not only January 1st, not only Monday, every single day. Now, I am all about the energy of what a new year brings, so let's harness that. But I also believe that holiday burnout is real. We go from nonstop, go, go, go for a couple months to a brand new year with all this rah-rah resolution talk. It can be debilitating not knowing where to even start. So grab your pen and post-its or have the notes ready on your phone because we are going to be getting real on the power of consistency today and how harnessing that power can help you have a successful and fulfilling year. Let's do this. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day, and you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, comparison game, and unpredictability of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will give you a simple and sustainable approach to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life, mostly just to feel like myself again. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their family's priorities and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand to make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you're in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot. Let's overcome together. Happy New Year, Mama. Oh my goodness, wow, happy 2023. I legit feel like it was January 2022. I'm feeling 2022. Do you remember that reel? Oh my gosh, that trend that was going on. But I feel like that was yesterday and we were ready to welcome our daughter into the world. My gosh, it is just so wild how fast time goes, yet how long some days may feel. But okay, enough for the jokes. Y'all know I am not a fan of resolutions. You can go back to episode 12 to learn why, but I am all about some intentionality and drawing a line in the sand with some new habits that you want to start, all right? So if you feel that this year has you feeling new year, new me vibes, or maybe even new year, get back to feeling like me vibes, check out my free email mini course, 5 days to finding yourself again and motherhood. Because motherhood is a part of your identity, but it is not your whole identity. You deserve to feel like you again. So maybe it's not new year, new me, because you are still you. Maybe it's just new year, new habits, all right? Check the link in the show notes to enroll in the free email mini course, 5 days to find yourself again and motherhood. And seriously, if you haven't listened to episode 12 yet, pause this right now, go back, listen to that, and then come back to this, all right? Because that episode is all about how to focus on habits versus resolutions, because resolutions are so short-term, and we are playing the life game here, right? So go listen to episode 12 on creating simple and sustainable habits that stick. This episode, we are diving into the power of consistency going into a new year. So let's get into today's talk. How are you? How are you feeling? Like, pause me for a second and just like put one hand on your heart, put one hand on your belly, take in a deep breath and just connect with yourself. You made it through the holidays, but how are you feeling really? And I want to acknowledge last week for a second because it's such a weird week between Christmas and New Year's, isn't it? We are so exhausted from all the go, 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 preparing for the holidays. And now it's like we want to declutter, but rest, but go balls to the wall on all of our goals, but not sure what or how because we haven't taken the time to like sit down and think. Our house is a disaster. Eventually those decorations do have to come down, but I don't have the time to do it now. I don't have the mental capacity, right? And as silly as this sounds, I marvel in this time every year because of the rawness, the realness, that in these moments, how different all of our lives are, that we could probably rally together and agree that this week, this past week, is a weird week for all of us. Does that make sense? So if you feel like your head is on a swivel, your house still looks like a disaster, you're wondering when you're going to find the time to write out your goals or your new habits that you want to adopt in this new year. Basically, if you're feeling all these feels and want like another week to hide under the covers or decompress because getting back to reality, like you're not ready for it. I hope that this episode can give you a game plan and motivation and energy on drawing your line in the sand now. So please don't feel behind already. Don't feel like you missed out on if you haven't reflected or set any goals or whatever you wanted to do, get done before the new year. Don't freak out. Don't panic if you haven't done it yet. Because every day, every second, every moment is a new opportunity for a new beginning. Yes, the energy of a new year is powerful. And starting a new year is probably the number one time people do set those goals and start goals and work towards those goals. But it's also the number one time that people stop and quit because, again, they don't have that foundation set of how to follow through. Because it's not about starting something on a specific timestamp. It's about the consistency and longevity of maintaining the sustainability around something. So we need to stop trying to just Hail Mary our success or feel like we failed if we slipped up a few times because failure is a part of the game, right? So it's not about that finish line. It's about the lifestyle that you want to live. That's another reason I like to speak in terms of habits versus goals in terms of lifestyle. Like, yeah, we do set goals to create the habits, but habits are long-term. Habits are your lifestyle. So create a lifestyle that you can stay consistent with, that you can stay sustainable in. And that means not making these drastic changes overnight, because that's going to lead to burnout and overwhelm and stress and ultimately quitting. We go so much deeper into this in the Balanced Mom Method online course and my one-on-one and group coaching, but I get so fired up about my feelings around the power of consistency because it's not bias. Consistency is not bias. It's not about the skill. It's not about the talent. It's not about the status of your life. It's about you showing up consistently and living your life focusing on how you want to feel, what you value, what brings you joy, and how you want to live your life. Do you notice a common trend there? You. Because society has this way of dehumanizing the importance of our individuality by bringing in comparison and judgment and idolizing doing it all, which disconnects us. It pulls us away from ourselves because we're trying to live up to this pedestal. But it doesn't have to be that way. It's so contradictory and it's so confusing to us as moms because we want to do good and be good. But our worth is not tied to what society or the media says. We need to change the way we think, change the narrative, go against what society conditions us to believe and choose to live our lives. That was a major tangent, but by golly, I hope that that spoke to you. Because it doesn't matter what you do some of the time, any sort of result comes from what you do consistently over time. So baby steps, mama. Listen to you. What do you want your life to look like? How do you want to feel? What do you value? And start living your life responding to that, making small changes and implementing small habits where needed. Because you're not going to change the rest of your life in one day. Focus on taking back control of your day with your habits, then keep showing up doing that every single day. Small, consistent actions done consistently over time will bring lasting results. Baby steps, mama. Baby steps. I want to share 10 ways to help you stay consistent in reaching your new habits this year. Because I feel that sometimes it's just we're too hard on ourselves when it comes to setting goals and following through. And more often than not, We may be focusing on the wrong things and overcomplicating the simplicity behind consistency. So number one, identify. You know it. Step one of the Balanced Mom four-step approach, identify. Be mindful of what you are trying to start, do, or implement. Is it something you're seeing on the media or hearing from Karen down the street, or something that actually that you want, that makes you feel good? Will it make your life or your family lives better? Ask yourself, how will this directly affect my life? And is this something that I truly want? Number two is start small. Choose one at a time. This will help alleviate burnout, overwhelm, the unsustainability by trying to do so much all at once. I know you probably want to go ham out the gate, right? But by doing that and trying to change your life overnight and making this drastic change overnight, it's not sustainable. You're not going to be able to keep that up every single day with your current lifestyle, right? You have to maybe uncondition some habits to recondition habits. So you can't do it all at once. You have to start small. Choose one habit at a time. I'm going to dive into this a little more later with your homework, okay? Number three is anchor your new habit goals to things you already do. Check back to episode 12 and 13 of the Balanced Mom Method podcast on how I utilize anchoring habits to implement a new one. Number four is check in and listen to how you feel. Pivot where needed. There is no right or wrong here, and that is the power that you harness within yourself. Success is never linear, so give yourself grace where needed. I am so thankful for my habits that are constant, even when I choose rest in other ways. That is balance, sister, okay? So you can ask yourself, is this getting me closer to my desired lifestyle while still maintaining to feel good? If not, pivot so you can still enjoy the process and still feel good in the process while getting closer to your desired lifestyle. Number five is prioritize. Decide what is most important to you. Maybe you could choose five things, your top five. Of course, it's going to be yourself, your family, but this can also be your habits, your attention, your extracurricular or hobbies. You have to figure out what your priorities are, and then you can prioritize them into your day and not allow yourself to get distracted by things that aren't your top five. Number six is learn to say no. As mothers, oh my gosh, we are always the yes woman, right? We have to get comfortable with saying no sometimes to things that are not our priorities or that don't add value to our lives or our family's lives. If something isn't making you happy or bringing joy to your life or moving you closer to your desired lifestyle, maybe it's time to learn how to say no. That could be non-essential tasks or one-way or toxic relationships or social media scrolling or something along those lines, okay? Number seven is have tunnel vision. Or probably better terms, do you. Do you, be you. Again, bringing light on how to drop the comparisons, the judgments, the competitions, opinions, society. You need to listen to you and connect to you. Lead with how you want to feel, what your prayers say. Get quiet to listen. You need to connect to you, your higher power, your higher self, your soul, and rid the background noise of the world. A way to kind of have that tunnel vision is you can visualize yourself or meditate on reaching your desired lifestyle. You can lean in daily on your why to help keep you motivated and remember why you continue to show up daily. Number eight is accountability counts. Tell a friend, tell your spouse. There is a weight in the accountability with others because sometimes being accountable with ourselves just isn't enough. And it's okay if you're not to that point to where you just need yourself for that accountability. Until you get to that point where accountability with you is enough for your consistent follow through, get an accountability buddy. It'll help if they can relate in some way to what you're wanting to start implementing, like a mom friend or maybe your spouse since they understand your life. But a lot of time it's that mental commitment that you made with someone else to let them know about it in your commitment. So if you want some community accountability, go to our Motherhood Empowerment community and post there, share in there, start a conversation, lean in, because sometimes it takes someone else to start that conversation for someone to speak up, okay? I know it's so hard that we struggle in silence so often. All right. Or send me a DM, send me a message, and I could post in there. Or I think you could post anonymously in groups, can't you? Do that. That's a good idea. Yeah. Another community accountability option for 2023 is the Balanced Mom Method VIP experience, where there is a handful of us that go through an entire 3 months, 12 weeks together to take back control of our lives through our daily habits with weekly calls and message threads and so much more. And the last option here, because I know we all thrive in different ways. If you haven't seen yet, I am starting a new habit of the month every month for the year of 2023. So basically, there's going to be one habit a month that we focus on, and I'll share a tracker for the month a few days before the month starts. And you can either print that off for yourself and check it off as you go daily, or what I'm going to do to help with the accountability piece is share it to my stories every single day and like put a little tick mark or something. So if you want in on this, join our motherhood empowerment community and see what our habit for the month of January is. Number 9 is track. This is pretty self-explanatory and so, so simple to do, but how often do we actually do it? That's some tough love right there. The simple things that can make lasting change aren't always easy to do, so we don't do it. It takes intentional commitment to actually do the work, right? It takes intentional commitment to actually track what you're doing. So that monthly habit tracker I just shared that we're starting this month is a great way to do that. Number 10 is stay consistent and keep it simple. The secret sauce to life, my friends. If you want to make any sustainable change in your life, you have to keep it simple and stay consistent. Remember, small daily habits done consistently over time will bring you results. You got this. I hope this episode fired you up. It did me. So let me recap these 10 tips. Number 1, identify. 2, start small. 3, anchor your habits. 4, check in with yourself. 5, prioritize. 6, say no. 7, do you. 8, accountability. 9, track. And 10, consistency and simplicity. So here we go. This is your homework. I want you to take an extra 5 minutes right now after this episode to write out your habits that you want to start this year. And remember, you can write out as many as you want to start. Go big, sister, but don't start them all at once. I know we get so excited and want to go all out the gate, but remember, small, consistent steps done over time will bring results. I don't know how many times I said it in this episode, but I want to drive it home, okay? Because it is so, so important. It is key. I suggest starting one habit every month. I know that is so boring, but change isn't sexy until it's stuck, right? The work isn't sexy until you see the fruits of your labor, but that's where the magic happens. Remember, the things that take no talent, no skill. A lot of the times, that work, that simple work, that consistency piece, that stuff, the no skill, the things that take no talent, that stuff gets looked over because it's mundane. It's not fun. It's not exciting. But that's where the magic happens, mama, in our simple day-to-day habits. So take that 5 minutes right now and write out your habits for 2023 if you haven't already. And go share them in our motherhood empowerment community under this podcast graphic. I would love to feature your habit as a habit of the month for our new monthly habit tracking. Yay, how fun. So until next week, mama, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light. Happy 2023.
Episode Rainbow Worth for Farming. Please read Mama Review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.